Hello, everyone. Have you gotten your tickets yet to Ignite Your Light? If not, the window is closing fast, and I promise you want to be there. It's coming up March 23rd at the Gallivan Center in Salt Lake City. So click the link in the show notes to get your tickets now. I'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You may have heard before that everything at its smallest particle is energy. At the end of the day, everything that appears solid is actually not. It's empty space. It is energetic. And that is kind of hard for us to wrap our brain around. It's hard for me to imagine that. The first time I ever heard this was when I was in college. I was actually in my biology class, and my professor was sitting on this big, bulky wooden desk. And she knocked on the desk and she said, "It's actually an illusion that the desk is solid and that it just appears that way, and that it's actually 99.999% empty space." And she went on to explain that the smallest particle at its level is what I believe we think is an atom at this point. They keep finding more discoveries that there is a smaller particle, but as of right now, I believe it's an atom. And if you were to slice open that atom, it is 99.99999% empty space. So it's a lot of empty space appearing as like they're vibrating, and these molecules together make things appear as solid. A lot of things in our world are actually an illusion. It's really hard to believe that. It's a new concept for me in my life because I wasn't born and raised with understanding these ideas. And so it's really fascinating. But one thing that is really cool is that our bodies, that I find very interesting that I want to share with you today, is that our bodies are actually about 70% water. And they have discovered that water holds messages and memory. Dr. Emoto, he was a Japanese doctor. He has since passed on, but he dedicated his entire life to learning about water. And to studying, what he would do is he would put these messages into the water, and then he would freeze the water crystals and study them. And what he discovered was really beautiful and amazing. His work is so beautiful, but he discovered that you could say something really awful to some water. Let's say that he had a glass of water that he was infusing hatred into. Maybe he was speaking hate into this and then freezing the water molecules. They were these ugly, murky looking water molecules. And then let's say there was a glass of water that he was speaking love into. And then he did the same thing and studied those. And they were just these beautiful, beautiful water crystals. And he did this with many, many different things. He tried different music. He put words on the sides of water bottles. He did all different kinds of studies. And what he found was that at the end of the day, the energy that was infused into those water molecules would make all the difference as to whether the crystals were beautiful and works of art or whether they were ugly and murky and yucky. And so when you recognize that our bodies are also 70% water, we have so much power to heal our bodies, to support our bodies, or to the contrary, bring our bodies down and really affect our immune systems in a negative way and really sink our own ship, really. And so I think it's important for us to remember that our self-talk and the things that we say to ourselves, which I'm, of course, always talking about our story and our thought process, but it really has a profound effect on to how our health is, how our life is, the things that we're creating in our life. And so remember that as you are speaking and thinking and feeling and believing, those are all messages that are being infused into your energetic makeup of your body and into the cells of your body, the water in your system, and you are creating your reality. And so a lot of people right now are talking about how they've gotten sick lately, or a lot of people have been sick more than usual. And I mean, there can be a number of reasons for that. But it's important to remember that if you are feeling not well, or if you start to feel not well, remember that you have a lot of power to help shift that and support yourself. So instead of sinking your own ship or being the demise of your own health, actually infusing yourself with health, vitality, healing, and really going on that road of love and nourishment as opposed to the opposite. Like when we talk about everything at the end of the day is energy, I want you to think about the things that you do in your daily life. And you have so much power to project love and positivity or overwhelm, irritation, anxiousness. Whatever it is you are holding is really, really affecting your life, not only your life, but also your family's life, the people in your space. And this is something that I think a lot of us miss and we're not aware of. We want, of course, what's best for our families and what's best for our children, but we don't realize that a lot of things that we're doing are not really supporting the space that they're in or that we're in. And so I just want to highlight a couple of things today for us to start incorporating into our lives and thinking about. I want you to think about as you make dinner, think of the difference. Like I want you to envision like somebody coming home from work. Let's say you're a mom and you come home from work and you're exhausted and you're tired and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to make dinner. And so then you get out stuff to make dinner, and as you're making dinner, you're just thinking, oh my gosh, I have to do it all. Nobody helps me around here. This is so frustrating. I'm so tired. I'm so stressed out. I'm maybe angry that I have to be the one to always make dinner. And as you're chopping up the food and you're putting things into it, you're also putting all that in there as well. Not only the vegetables or the meat or whatever your actual food items are, you are also putting in overwhelm, resentment, anger, anxiety, whatever it is you're feeling and thinking, that energy that you are projecting out, that you are holding, you are infusing into your meal. And then your family is consuming it and they are getting the messages. And that's what they are taking on as well. It's contagious. Energy is contagious. And so I want you to think about that. I'm not saying this to make anyone feel guilty or feel bad, but I want you to recognize your power to affect not only yourself, but everyone around you. So let's shift that and let's look at the opposite of that. Let's say somebody comes home from work and they're like, oh, what a day. It was a productive day. I'm so grateful to be home with my beautiful family and get in my comfies, maybe pour my favorite glass of whatever you want to drink and some nice tea or an ice water or a cocktail or a glass of wine, whatever you choose, and turn on some, you know, nice music. And as you're chopping up the vegetables, you're thinking about how much you love your family or how great your day was or what you want to create in your life, or how delicious this meal is going to be. and you're in a space of gratitude, of joy, of enjoyment with being in your comfies and your wonderful space and surrounded with love, you are now projecting that into your meal. And you've heard that saying, cooking with love, or you can infuse it with made with love. It's real. It's true. And you can really taste the difference. You can taste the love in items. And so doing something in that space, in that energy, is so beautiful. It's so supportive. The other day, I went and I did a deep clean on my teenage son's room. And oh boy, did I find lots of stuff, lots of interesting things in there. I cleaned every inch of his room. Now, a lot of people would be like, why are you cleaning your son's room? I normally don't. I mean, we do the same thing that most people do, where we say, go in there and clean your room. And that's normally how things go. But every once in a while, I like to do a good deep dive, what I call a feng shui of his room or of my daughter's room or whatever space in my home I feel like needs my attention or is kind of calling me. And so I studied feng shui. I'm actually a feng shui consultant, and that is something I like to do. I like to go in and just do a good energetic cleanse. And as I was in there, I was actually in there for hours one day. So that's why I don't do this very often, maybe once a year. And as I was in there, I was thinking about how before I understood energy, before I understood a lot of the things that I've learned in the spiritual world over the years, then I could have possibly been in that room, and most parents would have been in there just being like so annoyed that they have to be the one to clean it. And second of all, annoyed with the things that they're finding, all the trash under the bed or the things that the boys do, like just different bags full of junk or whatever. And possibly be like, think of, and this might sound harsh, but think about finding so many different things in your kid's space that's messy. They're a teenager, right? They're a teenage boy. And thinking like, oh my gosh, you're such a slob, or you're so messy, or you're so irresponsible. The things that we think to ourselves, maybe even on a subconscious level, not even realizing that we're saying, but we're projecting that into their space. And that's where they sleep. That's where they spend a lot of time. And you have now just come into their space and told a whole lot of gnarly stories that you don't want them holding. On the flip side of that, you could do it with love. I was being very intentional as I was in that space. And I was finding these different mysterious bags and things in his room that he'd tucked away just because he didn't want to take the time to put them in their rightful place. I would laugh about it. I would be like, oh, you're so silly. You're such a silly boy, you know? And I love you so much. And you're going to love this space. It's going to be really supportive for you. And just thinking about the messages that I wanted to portray to him as I went through his football things, you know, just putting that message into that of like, wow, you're such a good football player. You're such a big leader. You're so athletic. You're so strong. You're so fast. And putting those messages into his items and into his space. And telling him also, he was a little behind on his grades. And here's the thing, the bed has a really big effect on the person who sleeps in the bed. So if you have a bunch of stuff under your bed, and he knows this, and I tell him, you know, clear out under your bed. But over time, it can happen to where things just kind of get shoved under the bed. Well, what happens is now you've got a lot of stagnant energy living under the bed. And because the reason the bed is such a big thing in feng shui and such an important part of that space for a person is because that is where people are usually the most for one block of time, right? Let's say you sleep for 6 to 8 hours. When you're awake, you're usually not just in one place for 6 to 8 hours. And so that space is very important because it has a big effect on the person that is sleeping in that bed. because it's a big majority of the time that they're in one space. And so if you are sleeping over trash, over chaos, with just a bunch of things shoved under there, of stagnation, then it can really make it to where that person feels behind in their life. They feel like they can't catch up. They feel stuck. They feel held back. And he was actually feeling like that in his schoolwork. He was feeling like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm behind and I need to catch up. And it was really affecting him. And I told him when I went in and cleared out every single thing from under his bed, even vacuumed under there, it was like spotless. His whole room just looked so beautiful. It felt so great. I told him, I said, son, this is going to help you. You're going to have a lot more supportive energy. You're going to get your grades. Your grades are going to shoot right up. I know it. I can see it. And I told him that energetic connection there. And I taught him that. And guess what has happened? He has been really rocking and rolling. Now, do I think it's a combination of all of the energy infused by me telling him, hey, you're going to get your grades up now? Yes, that was part of it, of actually feng shuiing under his bed. That was another part of it. And then putting that energy into his space of like, you can do this. You can thrive in life and you are thriving in life, and telling him that message, it was really supportive for him. And I've seen it show up. So as we're doing things for our kids, for our spouse, for ourself, for everyone, just remember the energy you are putting into it. It's the same thing, you know, a lot of you own your own business listening. And if you are working with a client that you're like, I have to work with this client today, then you're creating more of that because they are getting that message loud and clear of, oh, be a pain in the butt or whatever it is that they're showing up. That energy is real. So whatever you're putting into any space or any area of your life, you are getting that back. You do have the power to shift that, because at the end of the day, everything is energy. So think about that as you go through your week. What is it that you could shift? What is it that you could do with more love, with more peace, with more zest, excitement, joy? Because that's really what you want to consume. That's what you want to create your life with. So much love to you all. Thanks for being here, and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.